The Veterans Day observances at both Western New England University and American International College Friday were highlighted by wreath laying, patriotic music, and keynote speeches by people in uniform. At AIC, a small crowd on the campus quadrangle heard from Air Force Colonel Adele Hill.
My message here is to please honor your veterans because veterans serve for our country. They continue to serve even after they get out of the service, and we should always respect their commitment to our great country.
Hill, who commands a medical evacuation squadron, spoke of the hardships of multiple deployments since 2001 and the first time she was separated from her daughter, who was 19 months old at the time.
And I honestly think it's sometimes the family takes more of the burden of giving to our country, as they're not the ones who signed to be in the service. They're the ones who married into the service or are children of those service members.
Hill said there is no more rewarding job than to fly into a war zone and bring out a wounded warrior. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel John Driscoll said Veterans Day is no longer a celebration of the winning of a war, but a day to honor generations of brave men and women. He urged people in the audience of 100 at Western New England University to volunteer for community organizations that assist veterans.
You will be repaid in kind with grace and satisfaction that only comes in service to others. When you have an opportunity, personally thank those who are serving or who have served. I, as any other veteran, can tell you it is a humbling experience to serve this great nation. If you can or know employers considering hiring a veteran.
The unemployment rate for post-9/11 veterans is 14.5%. Massachusetts provides cash bonuses to returning military veterans and has programs to assist veterans in a myriad of ways to improve their lives and livelihoods, according to State Senator Gail Kandaris.
We take great pride in being leaders in the nation in veteran services.
She said the state is very aggressive when it comes to helping veterans find jobs, pointing to a $750,000 pilot program in western Massachusetts to train veterans to become precision machinists. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno thanked veterans for their continued willingness to volunteer time to civic and service organizations, and he urged people to turn out this Sunday for the city's Veterans Day Parade and a ceremony that will follow at the state's Veterans Cemetery in Agawam.
Please take a moment to remember your veterans and honor them. They're the reason why we're able to have democracy.
Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.